This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's ballot returns have officially surpassed the state's total from the 2016 election. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says as of late this morning, nearly 2.9 million Coloradans had cast a ballot, with more coming in via drop boxes and voting stations throughout the day. State officials expect that with early voting so strong, between 70% and 80% of Colorado's results will be reported tonight because many early votes have already been processed. A lot of eyes will be on the presidential election results coming out of Pueblo County today. CPR's Dan Boyce says the historically Democratic stronghold narrowly voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
This morning, Robert Roman waited to be seated for breakfast outside Pueblo's Pantry Restaurant. He's a corrections officer who plans to retire soon, and his t-shirt has a red, white, and blue Spartan helmet on it. Roman says he's confident his vote for President Trump will help give the incumbent a second term, though he's unsure about how the Democratic Party would respond to another Trump victory.
He's been fighting an uphill battle all 4 years. Can you imagine if they would have worked with him? So the fight will continue, good and evil.
4 years ago, voter turnout in Pueblo County lagged behind the state's total by 4 percentage points. In Pueblo, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
73 degrees. It is partly cloudy in the metro Denver area. 76 for a high this afternoon. This is CPR News.